Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
And this week, members of CAMO would have been on Jesus Green getting ready for the Cambridge Beer Festival. But not only is the festival missing, the pubs are closed too. But many are beginning to offer collections and delivery. And CAMO has made a list. Alistair Cook is from CAMO and is on the line now. Good morning, Alistair.
Good morning.
So how many pubs have you got on the list?
Well, there's quite a few pubs on the list. I would guess it's over 40 now.
That's
towards 50.
That's not bad going. I went on a little walk yesterday and sort of swung around and came into the kite area, and I saw the Free Press who had started to do some takeaways from there, and across the road, I think the cricketers are doing it too. It's almost there is enough almost in every. Well, it feels every part of Cambridge. Is that true?
In the city, it's a bit more dispersed in the city, but quite a few of the villages have got pubs open, either doing food takeaways or food and beer in some cases.
And I guess that's particularly important for the villagers, simply because there's less in the first place. So if you've only got one, maybe two places and they're not open, then you're in trouble. So it's good to get the pubs, which are so often at the centre of the local community, being able to open up of sorts anyway.
Yes, I mean, it's not going to fill the gap financially for them because, you know, there's not the profits in doing takeaways. But it's giving the licensees a bit of hope, I think, and that's very important in these depressing times. Is to give everybody a bit of hope. It's giving people the chance to get a meal or get some beer.
Can you maybe Can you maybe pick out a few for us? I know it's the kind of the pick your favourite child question, but are there any ones which you think are particularly interesting, which are doing deliveries?
Well, obviously, I haven't due to social distancing been able to go out to all the pubs, but. The ones I've seen online that are doing some really interesting things, certainly the Three Tons out at Pendrayton, which is doing takeaway food and drink, but it's also doing fruit and vegetable boxes and bags of meat for local residents. It's organising virtual pub quizzes. It even organised a scarecrow competition in the village recently. So it's been very proactive in its community.
Brilliant. Love that.
That's really good. Any others you can tell us about?
The Bank out in Willingham. It's a micro pub. It only does beer, but it's doing some very interesting beers. It's managed to get hold of some really exciting ones from Cloudwater Brewery up in Manchester. So you can go there and get some really exciting beers.
Oh, my God, I wonder how they manage that.
And then can.
What sort of delivery areas do the pubs have? I noticed that the Free Press is keeping to the kite area of Cambridge, where it sits, which kind of seems a reasonable plan if they're doing the deliveries themselves. Is that much the same with the other pubs you have on your list?
The pubs tend to be just doing their very local communities if they're doing deliveries.
Yeah.
But you can go to breweries, and we've listed the breweries on there as well, and a lot of the breweries are delivering over the whole area. So if you need some beer, go to our list, and it'll give you details of all the breweries in the local area and how to get hold of their beer. By clicking on their websites and things like that.
Again, that's not such a bad idea. I've got Calvary's that sort of round the corner from where I am, and I guess they could just roll me a mini barrel down the road, really. It's probably the easiest way of getting it to me. Are these mostly 7 days a week that these deliveries going on, or are some of them keeping closer to the weekend?
It's a real mixture. Some of them are probably 6 days a week, down to we have people like Simon Sider, who's in Camborne. Now he's getting temporary events notices, which is like a basic a license to sell, he's getting them every now and again, which gives him 2 days in which he can be delivering his cider out to anywhere around Cambridge.
Now, we've been promising people all morning some exciting news, and we mentioned at the start of this piece that it would have been preparations on Jesus Green for the beer festival at the moment, but you've got an idea for an alternative.
We have, yes. At the branch, we came up with the idea that we could do a beer festival online. And so we've been in touch with the local breweries, and a lot of them are putting on Cambridge Beer Festival selection packs and things like that. And we're having a lot of online sessions using Zoom, and that is the basis. And we'll have brewers on talking about how to make beer, or what's life like setting up a microbrewery, and talking about beer styles. You can, if you get the pack for that particular brewery and the guy's on, he'll talk you through the beers and what he was trying to what flavours he was trying to get out in the beer and that sort of thing. So there's a whole range of things going to go on for the whole of the week, which would have been the Cambridge Beer Festival week. So starting on Monday right through till Saturday, we'll have something on every day. Well, at least two things on a day.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. So where do we get these the packs from?
The packs from, you'll have to get direct from the breweries.
Uh-huh.
So if you go to our website and find the link to where to get beer in the pandemic,
yeah.
It's got links for all the breweries, and they'll have ways of selecting which beers you want and whether you want a selection pack and that sort of thing. And we'll also put on a particular website on our beer festival website. We'll have a page that will list all these details as well, what sessions we've got on and all that sort of thing.
So we'll get the little packs and then basically be able to do a sort of like online tasting with everybody on.
We'll have that. Yeah.
Brilliant. But the thing that I've got to ask, though, the beer festival, one of my favourite things to do is, okay, yeah, I'll get a couple of beers, a couple of ciders, but it's all about the cheese and pork pies for me. Have you got a little workaround on that one?
That cheese and pork pies is a challenge. I'm trying to find out where we get our pork pies from.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like one of those myself.
I think our friend Mikey could oblige.
Oh, that's a great idea, Julian.
might have to put you in touch with our favourite local butcher to see if he can maybe run something up for you. That sounds absolutely fantastic, Alistair. So this is the sessions. They're going to be running next week. Is that right?
That's right, yeah, starting on Monday.
And anybody, do you have to sign up in advance, or can you just say, I feel like a beer, and pull one out of the fridge that you've ordered from one of the people on your list, and then sit down and zoom away?
Absolutely, yes. You can just do it on spec, or we'll have links through to all the sessions, so people will be able to link into the Zoom meeting, and they'll be in the audience. And if they want to ask questions, there's a method on Zoom to raise your hand or type in a question, and we can ask the person the questions. You can be as probing as you like about the quality of their beers or whatever you like.
As well we might be. That is really, that sort of, making the best out of a bad job, I would say. That's very well done. So, Alistair, tell us the website address if people want to find that list of pubs and get involved with your virtual beer festival next week.
Right, well, the main branch website is www.cambridge-camera, which is CAMRA.org.uk. And then from the main page, you just click onto the where to find beer during a pandemic link. And we'll also have links through to the beer festival webpage and all the events and things like that. So going live later on today.
That's absolutely superb. Well, Alistair, thank you very much for telling us all about that. Alistair Cook from Camera, thank you very much. It's 8:20 now.
Thank you.
Cambridge Breakfast.
Cambridge 105 Radio.